Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for long-term investing. Today we're diving deep into Applied Optoelectronics, ticker AAOI, a company that's been on an absolute tear thanks to the AI boom and surging demand for optical networking gear. Over the past year, shares have skyrocketed more than 900% as hyperscalers scramble to build out AI infrastructure, and management is betting big on capacity expansions that could keep the momentum going well into 2027. But is this the start of something sustainable, or has the market already priced in all the good news? Stick around as we walk through the full picture from revenue trends to valuation and what it could mean for your portfolio. Applied Optoelectronics designs and manufactures fiber optic networking products, including optical modules, lasers, and transceivers that power data centers, cable TV networks, and telecom infrastructure. Headquartered in Sugar Land, Texas, the company was founded back in 1997 and now employs around 3,300 people worldwide. What sets them apart is their vertical integration. They control everything from laser chip fabrication to final assembly, which gives them an edge in cost and speed as AI-driven data center demand explodes. Their key customers include major hyperscalers like Amazon, Microsoft, and Oracle, plus traditional CAT TV players. Let's look at how the money is coming in. In the most recent fiscal year, total revenue hit about $456 million, split across data center optics at roughly 196, CAT T products contributing $245 million, and telecom making up the smaller $14 million slice. Geographically, China still accounts for the largest chunk at $262 million, followed by Taiwan at $174 million, while the United States remains a modest $19 million. That heavy Asia exposure comes with some concentration risk, but the data center segment is clearly the growth engine right now as 800 gig and higher speed transceivers ramp up. On the earnings front, the company is still in investment mode. The latest quarter showed revenue jumping 51% year-over-year, yet they posted a wider loss of 7 cents per share versus expectations. Gross margins improved to around 30% thanks to higher utilization, but operating expenses rose as they scale production. Guidance for the next quarter points to $180 million to $198 million in sales, signaling strong visibility into the second half. The bottom line remains negative, but the trajectory is improving as volumes grow. Management has been clear on the earnings call that hyperscaler demand is outstripping supply, with plans to ramp laser fabrication capacity by 350% and target monthly shipments of 930,000 transceivers by 2027. They're also highlighting new design wins for 800 gig products and a $20.9 million Texas grant that helps fund domestic expansion. The tone was optimistic about execution, though they acknowledged customer concentration and the need to diversify beyond a few big accounts. Turning to the balance sheet, cash and equivalents stand at $216 million after a recent equity raise that bolstered liquidity. Total assets have grown to $1.17 billion, while long-term debt remains modest relative to equity, giving them room to invest in capacity. Free cash flow is still negative, as they pour money into fabs and equipment, but operating leverage should turn that around once utilization hits higher levels. Key ratios show a current ratio above 3.8, so short-term obligations are well covered. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at a hefty multiple on sales, around 30 times trailing revenue, which reflects the market's belief in explosive growth. Forward PE estimates for 2027 and beyond drop into the low teens if earnings materialize as hoped, but that assumes they deliver on capacity targets and margins expand. Compared to peers in the semiconductor space, AAOI looks expensive on current metrics, yet potentially reasonable if AI tailwinds persist for several more years. Strengths include their vertical integration and first-mover position in U.S.-based optical supply for AI, plus aggressive capacity plans that align with hyperscaler needs. Weaknesses center on ongoing unprofitability and heavy reliance on a handful of large customers. Opportunities lie in the 800 gig and beyond ramp, plus potential domestic manufacturing incentives. Threats involve execution risk on new fabs, possible pricing pressure if competition intensifies, and geopolitical tensions affecting Asian revenue. Looking at the recent performance chart, the stock has delivered 150% gains over the past 3 months alone and is up nearly 88% over the trailing 12 months, far outpacing the broader semiconductor industry. Short-term momentum remains strong, with traders rotating back into high-growth AI names, though volatility is elevated given the company's beta above 3.7. All told, AAOI sits at an interesting crossroads where massive AI-driven demand meets the reality of scaling a manufacturing footprint. If they hit their transceiver shipment goals and margins keep climbing, the upside could still be substantial from here. That said, this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it name. Keep an eye on quarterly execution and customer diversification. As always, do your own research and consider how this fits your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if you found this breakdown helpful, and I'll see you in the next one.